This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
Edition of What's on Your Mind, and it's St. Patrick's Day. Who has green? Raise your hand. Your hand is not in the air. You're a fuddy-duddy. You're a fuddy-duddy.
I'm wearing gold because I'm the pot of gold.
That's bogus. You got to wear green on St. Patrick's Day. I don't like that orange idea. I don't like pot of gold, gold. Come on, wear the green. Wear the darn green. Should I do a Facebook Live right now, Todd, of what I'm wearing?
You better not be wearing like a puke green thing. It better be classy green.
I don't think I would.
I'm going to be with a client whose colors are gold, so I'm wearing gold. I'll be up at Ag Pro in Washburn later today.
You will?
The versatile dealer, and, you know, gold is one of their key colors, so.
Oh, so you did it for the client. You sold out
for
the.
I'm not going to walk into a client with red and gold tractors wearing a color that's associated with a brand they don't sell. Granted, they'll do parts and stuff for them. But.
So you're saying you might have gotten in a little trouble with the sponsor coming in there wearing green.
Right, exactly.
I think they would have been
fine. But since gold is, you know, the pot of gold that the leprechaun has for you, it all works.
Yeah, okay. Well, I have to tell you, that's the most creative answer I've heard from anybody who was not wearing green ever.
it's true.
Todd Mitchell. Todd, the radio god, has just told us that he is not wearing green today, like I am, but rather gold for the pot of gold. That's rich, Todd.
For the pot of gold and for the client. It's kind of a dual purpose thing. It's win-win.
Yeah, it's there you go.
Follow the money.
Listen, no, it's sort of like that little magnet I have on my fridge that says, happy wife, happy life, or what is it? If mama's not happy, nobody's happy. So, you know, client's not happy, nobody's happy.
Exactly.
Because these things right here, these microphones, they don't turn on without clients.
Exactly.
That right,
there you go.
So you say something for the benefit of our Facebook Live audience, and then I'll describe what I'm wearing here for the crew. And you could maybe share this on the K-Fire.
I am the pot of gold today, although that's gold. Green is for dollars, and that's where Scott comes in.
See, I just was going with the whole St. Patrick's Day theme, and he's now got pot of gold and green for money and gold for the pot of gold and all that. I am wearing green. I wanted to show everybody that I'm wearing this. And so, Matt, could you take
this? We're proud of you.
The great Ravati, I will hand our producer. Show them what the back of this looks like, would you? So can you come around? I'll turn around. I'll make it easy for you. You can be right where you are. You got it? Can you see it, Todd? Are you checking it out?
I'm just getting into mine right now, as a matter of fact.
For anybody that doesn't happen to be on Facebook Live at this very moment, I'll just tell you that I am wearing a game-worn jersey from the 1987 National Championship team of the University of North Dakota Fighting Sioux, and it's very green. You get what I'm saying?
It is.
And This is a jersey that is number 14. It was actually worn by a fellow by the name of Lee Davidson, a very crafty forward for the Fighting Sioux on that 87 National Championship team. I think he was a sophomore that year out of Winnipeg. I was best man at his wedding, and he was nice enough to give this to me. So it's kind of a prized possession in the Hannon house, and I gave it to my wife. And so she put the name Hannon on the back, and she wears it. It's kind of the lucky, it's, you know, she was wearing this when the Sioux won this year, and it's kind of her thing. So anyway, I stole it today.
The who won this year?
Excuse me, the UND Fighting Hawks won this year. This is a Sioux jersey. I can say that because it is actually a Sioux jersey. They were the Sioux then, yeah.
Right.
And now they're the Fighting Hawks. I just, there's something, I have a speech impediment or something because I can't say Fighting Hawks. I don't know what it is.
Why can't I see this on your Facebook? I'm not seeing your Facebook Live.
It gets stuck on my in my throat there. I don't know what the deal is. I have no idea. I don't know. I do not know. But anyway, long way of saying, wear green today. If you're not wearing green, go home, get green on, and get in the game. It's St. Patrick's Day. Enjoy the fun. And Friday edition of the program, We Call What's on Your Mind, is just about to ensue. If our Facebook Live audience would like to find out what we'll be talking about on the radio program today, you got to turn on the radio. Legendary 550, K-Fire, the voice of the Northern Plains, AM 1100, the flag, the 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley, KTGO, blowing to the Bakken. You need to get that blowtorch and then blow into the Bakken, Todd?
Got that.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, and of course, KLTC and Dickinson and online anytime. What's on your mind? Radio.com with the podcast. Download those if you missed the show. You can always listen to us. And also, of course, the iHeartMedia app as well. Derek says, Duke Blue Devils, hoodie and hat. No green for this guy. Come on. That's, you know, wear that for the game. But, you know, to work, you got to do the, you got to go. Johnny says, my kids say, all my old something or green. I don't know. I can't read that. Sorry. Corey
There's
says,
always going to be a rebel in the crowd. If you tell 100 people to wear green, somebody's going to wear blue. Go figure.
Gackle, North Dakota, checked in with us. God bless you. Jeffrey says, I have my North Dakota green on. Anyway, tune in the show and get the rest of the program. We are going to talk a little bit about UND. They came within 7 points fairly late in the game. It looked like a bit of a blowout, and they came back, and dare I even say, my wife turned the television off. I said, what are you doing? I can't watch. I can't watch my team lose. They're going to lose. I said, how do you know they're going to lose? There's, you know, a lot of the second half left. She said, it just doesn't look good. So we turn it back, and they roar back from like 18 points down to 7. I said, see? Then they lost, and she said, see. So you know how that goes, Todd. But it was a good game. I mean, they ran with them a lot. It was a lot of fun. So kudos to the UND Fighting Hawks. I did it just for you, Todd. Basketball team on being in that big dance. That's just pretty darn cool. There's no other way to say it. So now we'll get to the other stuff on the show. So
Scott, you didn't do that just for me. You did it because that's what the name of the school is.
Right. I didn't want the buzzer. Yeah.
And then you got the buzzer anyway.
Thanks for watching, folks. Okay, so you didn't find that on Facebook, so you can't share it, or what's the deal?
I got it. You have to change your privacy setting.
I have to change my privacy setting.
Yeah, you've got it set to friends, and I can't share it because you have to set it to public.
Well, I would think it
Welcome to Facebook 101 on What's in Your Mind, everybody.
Yeah, I'll have to work on that during the break. Anyway, let's get to the important stuff here, folks. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we're 13 minutes in, and we're dealing with this. Holy cow.
Well, it's St. Patrick's Day. I do think we have to acknowledge that. Yeah.
First world problems.
And the and a University of North Dakota, a North Dakota publicly funded institution, was in the big dance last night. That, too, is big news. Is it not? Yes. Yes.
It is.
That's big news. There's other big news. Some legislators are pretty sure the sky is going to fall because of what was done yesterday in the legislature, too. Are you ready for this, Todd? Are you ready for this? If you apply for a job, say to be the city auditor of Washburn, okay, that is not public information under this proposed legislation until you're a finalist for that job. So in other words, if you don't want your bosses at K-Fire to know, you're looking at another opportunity. And so here's what happens if we don't have this change. A lot less qualified people apply for jobs in government. Now, I don't know about you, but I think we need more qualified people, not less qualified people in government, quite honestly. Because government is the swamp, all right? It gets big, it gets big, it chews up more and more of your tax dollars, it's inefficient, it just is. It is by its nature, and that's not a criticism of people who are in government. It happens by inertia. So the more people you have with good talent that are in those positions, the better. A more qualified applicant pool naturally leads to a more qualified workforce. It's a no-brainer. And, you know, we're blessed that we don't have quite the swamp media in North Dakota that is out in Washington, D.C., covering the budget yesterday in ridiculous fashion, or, this fight to stop the awful, horrible, ridiculous Obamacare that people are suffering from. You know, you got a president and a majority in Congress that wants to end that nightmare, and the media can't wait to torpedo it. And a lot of folks on the left can't wait to torpedo it. So, the media there is just ridiculous. But the media here has a, I don't know what it is, but it's this gear that thinks if, by golly, somebody in some office somewhere decides to buy blue paper clips rather than green, they better have full disclosure. And, Bill Devlin, nice guy, good guy, Republican from Findlay, North Dakota, but he's a former newspaper publisher. Here's what he said about this vote yesterday. This is the greatest assault on the people's right to know. Look, you're not all-knowing in newspaper. The newspaper world is not, it make you all-knowing. Sitting in some office somewhere is it. So this is a big newspaper thing. They really think that this is, this is sunshine and this is, it's ridiculous. It's gotten way too far. I don't think the public, and you tell me if I'm wrong, mom and pop, listen to this program, Sonny and daughter, I don't think they care. I don't think this is like, I need to know who all the applicants are. I think it's kind of dumb myself, but more on that coming up.
The program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming machinery and land auctions include farm equipment retirement auctions in Bowman, Wild Rose, New England, Hillsboro, Watford City, Cheyenne, McCluskey, and Steele, North Dakota, and exceptional cropland auctions in Wells, Dickey, and Grand Forks counties in North Dakota, and cropland auctions in Clay, Norman, and Becker counties in Minnesota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
President Trump is cleaning up Washington, but the media and Barack Obama want to stop him. They've declared total war against him. Now, David Horowitz's big agenda reveals Obama's secret plan to destroy Trump. Rush Limbaugh says you must read Big Agenda. Newsmax calls it the best Trump book yet. Get Big Agenda, a number one bestseller, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go online at BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
How much do you know about energy production in North Dakota? How much do you know? Think of what the energy of North Dakota will do. Just think about that. Think about how oil and gas provides enormous value to your everyday life. And you have company after company after company after company after company getting up every day, developing solutions to meet your needs and to bring progress to North Dakota. It really is fantastic. It is the energy of North Dakota. We are back on What's On Your Mind. And by the way, Ron Ness and the North Dakota Petroleum Council have a new campaign talking about some of those things coming in the coming days, and I'm looking very much forward to talking a little bit about it. So we are going to add that to our schedule, our busy schedule. All right, telephone number is 800-228-0550. So one story I shared with you is this Senate Bill 2152 that passed overwhelmingly in the House yesterday. And I mentioned how newspapers freak out about this. There's a John Hageman story today in the Forum. And the editors, of course, have done one of these little things like they did on the famous Senate Bill 2279 that suggested that if you didn't provide special rights to gay and lesbian members of our communities, that we were, you know, biased towards them, or we were, you know, hateful, or all of, you know. So they just want to, like, shame you. Then they put all the names. In that case, they put pictures in there. People, how they voted, they have the same thing. How House members voted, how Senate members voted, voted to close public records, voted to maintain transparency. See, you're good. You wanted transparency. You're bad. You want to close public records. Give me a break. Why is it public knowledge of who applied for a job in government? Why does that have to be public knowledge? That's private information. If I apply for a job, I don't want it blabbed all over. And if I'm going to apply for a job at a bank or at a city government, I'll tell you what, I'm going to go to the bank in 10 seconds if I think if I do it right over here with my city government that it's going to end up in the paper tomorrow. Shouldn't that be private? I have no problem with that whatsoever. And I'll tell you what, on our presidential searches for, you know, the universities and colleges, We've had really, really weak pools on many occasions. Exact result of this. So that isn't transparency. Look, to me, transparency is, all right, you got a city manager who's pulling a bunch of shenanigans, he's been written up about it in his work file, and no, we're keeping that quiet. In fact, they do a lot of that. Oh, it's personnel. We can't tell you. Oh, okay, all right, so that stuff you're keeping quiet. You know, this stuff isn't... Nobody's laying awake at night going, they aren't telling me who's applying for jobs? Are you kidding me? They need some transparency. This is a media-driven bunch of hoo-ha. I should do the opposite, actually, and applaud all the people that did a vote in favor of this thing. And I wouldn't label it as, I'm going to give a shout out to people that have voted to close public records. I'm going to actually give a shout out to people who had some common sense on an issue of importance related to the workforce of our community. Also want to support Governor Doug Burgum and his team for being very vocal in favor of this. Good for them. Sometimes the legislature looks down on that a little bit of, you know, remember when Ed Schaefer testified on a bill one time and they about went crazy. I think it's great. I think it's fantastic. Jody Uecker, who was essentially the chief of staff for Governor Burgum, she's called chief operating officer in the office, but said the governor supports the bill because it would help attract and retain talent for state government. Mike Nowitzki, the spokesman, said he believed the legislation first policy bill on which the new governor's office testified. Pretty good. Uecker said, talent recruitment for each agency and government entity is vital. And during times of budget contraction, we need to give ourselves the best ability to attract applicants when we are unable to increase pay and benefits. I think that's perfectly fine. Anyway, I think it's great. I think it's fine. Tell me if I'm right or wrong. You let me know. It's just one story I thought was worth talking about a little bit today. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. You can text Todd at 701-226-8503. You can text me at 701-367-2929. 2054. Who wants a MyPillow today? If you're wearing green and you send us a picture of wherever you're listening to What's on Your Mind, if it's in a tractor, you get extra points, especially since it's a little early to be in the tractor. If it's in the cab of the truck, extra points. I mean, if you're on the job, behind the desk, whatever, doing what you're doing, working while listening, extra points. But anybody sends us a photo of themselves working today, wearing green, MyPillow. I'll give you the deluxe, I'll give you the ultimate package of the premium pillow, ladies and gentlemen, right to your doorstep from us, right here on What's on Your Mind. That's how pumped up we are about St. Paddy's Day and hoping you are wearing the green. And you can text those to me at 367-2054 or Todd at 226-8503. What else? There's some budget stuff I want to talk about here. In D.C., some of the things that are going on there, the federal budget proposal from the administration came out, and freakout is underway. So I want to tell you about that. Senator Heitkamp is really, really, really confusing me. Really confusing me.
Again?
Yeah. I'm trying to remember the last time.
Makes today different how.
Well... So here's the deal. This methane rule is a really bad, bad deal for North Dakota Energy. I mean, like, really bad, okay? And it's punitive to North Dakota. It's just a bad, bad, bad deal. And there are a number of pieces of legislation that are going through the Senate that have picked out the worst of the worst regulations in which they vote on them to get rid of them, all right? And they've not yet voted on this methane rule, mostly because she won't say how she's going to vote. They don't know if they have 50 votes. To do it. Now, they very easily should have, I guess Chuck Schumer must be applying like massive pressure and New York wins over North Dakota. I don't know what. I'm a little confused. So I want to unpack that a little bit. I have a story you're not even going to believe. You're not even going to believe. It's in the Washington Times today. And it is firsthand accounts from the spouses of our law enforcement officers that were part of the effort to protect and defend farmers and ranchers and the rule of law in the Dakota Access Pipeline. And you can't even believe how these spouses of law enforcement have been treated by a very, very dark group of people. By dark, I mean their aura. I mean how they operate. These eco-terrorists, rioters, agitators, quote-unquote water protectors, are vile. It's unbelievable. I'll tell you about it.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Troy Uglum of Northwind. The North Dakota Soybean Council is excited to offer a two-day soybean marketing seminar designed expressly for soybean producers. Sharpen your soybean trading skills and learn more about trading soybeans in today's fast-paced markets. Topics to be covered include trading technologies, basis, options, hedging, contract types, producer marketing plans, and strategies. This seminar will be held March 14th and 15th at the North Dakota State University Commodity Trading Room in Berry Hall, located at 811 2nd Avenue North in Fargo. The course will be facilitated by noted professors Dr. Bill Wilson and Dr. Frayn Olson of NDSU. Seating is limited and registrations are accepted on a first-come, first-served basis. Be sure to register today by contacting Stephanie Sinner at the North Dakota Soybean Council office. Register by February 25th. For more information, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious
Precious Metals, your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Doing a little impromptu gathering in the Oval Office talking about health care right now. Let me pick that up, then we'll go to Dwayne and Bismarck, Tom and Fargo, and other calls. Welcome at 800-228-0550, our toll-free telephone number. And let's see here. Don't forget, the texts are just pouring in for the MyPillow, premium MyPillow pillow, by the way. More on that in a minute. If you're wearing green today, send us a photo of yourself wherever you're listening to the radio. If you're working and wearing that green, take a picture, send it in. Please include your name, okay? And we'll put you in the drawing. 367-2054 to text me, or you can text Todd at 226-8503. Either one of us. I'm 367-2054. He is 226-8503. So President Trump is saying, you know, look, I just heard before the break here, I'm 100% behind the health care effort. I want you to know, 100% behind, we're going to get this done, and let's see what else he says.
Country. These folks were no's, mostly no's, yesterday, and now every single one is a yes. And I just want to thank you. We're going to have a health care plan that's going to be second to none. It's going to be great, and the people will see that. By the way, it will take a little while, because before it all kicks in and wells together, it takes a little while. With Obamacare, it got worse and worse. Premiums went up 116%. They went up 58%. The governor of Minnesota said the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, is no longer affordable. That's what he said. The Affordable Care Act is no longer affordable. And he's a guy that, he's a good Democrat. He wanted Obamacare. He said it's no longer affordable. Obamacare is not an alternative. It's not there. It's dead. It's dead.
All right, so he's got some votes there. And I thought it was fantastic to hear Paul Ryan yesterday in a press conference speak so, I guess unscripted about Donald Trump's efforts in this whole effort to replace and repeal Obamacare. He said he's negotiating. He's right in the middle of it. Mike Pence is living up at the Capitol, and President Trump has got people down to the White House nonstop negotiating. Nobody's seen anything like it. And he's just talking there. I don't know who they are, but a couple of no votes that flip to yes votes. So more news on that effort, which I thought you might appreciate. Okay, Dwayne and Bismarck is waiting. Dwayne, let's go to you next. Dwayne, what's on your mind?
Yes, I would like to know the real reason why they're canceling out the CAT bus on April 1.
All right, I didn't hear you. And Manny, are you able to get Dwayne louder? I just
okay, how are you now?
That's better now. Tell me again, the CAT bus, did you say?
Yes, the CAT bus that runs every day, Monday through Saturday, is quitting on April 1. They're running, instead of a real route to the town here, they're taking the bus off and take it to Mary College.
Okay, and which town are you talking about, sir?
Bismarck, North Dakota.
In Bismarck, okay. So forgive me, I probably should know this, but is that like the city bus?
Yes, the city bus.
Okay, they call it the CAD bus.
Right, they call it the CAD bus.
Yeah, they all got little fancy names. They call them Matt Bus in Fargo or whatever.
They've had it in operation about 14 years and a half.
Okay, but, I mean, bus service period is going away, you're saying, or just one particular route?
Away. It's going away April 1.
But Todd, do you know about this?
I really don't. I should, but I mean, I know they're cutting back on CAT, but I guess the specifics within that I'm a little fuzzy on. So.
Yeah, no,
I myself ride the bus every day, Monday through Saturday. It's for the elderly people, more or less, you know, like myself.
Yeah. Okay, so you're talking about one particular, I think it must be one particular route. It's not the bus service, period.
They've got about a half a dozen routes for sure, and those are all going to be gone.
About a half a dozen routes.
Yeah, they are doing a lot of cutbacks. That's true.
So I haven't heard.
They should do the cutbacks on the chairs first.
What do you mean?
I mean, there's too many people there.
I don't know what you're saying.
Well, I'm saying that they're going to cancel the CAD bus. They got money for that. Did not have money for that, but they got money for other things.
Oh, okay. Your point is cut something else before you cut this, is what you're saying.
Right.
Pick a priority. Look, this is a fascinating debate. Dwayne, I don't know any of the details of this. I'll ask Todd to connect us up with somebody that can explain it so we can get an answer for you and just understand sort of the budget cutting that's going on. I would encourage everybody to watch very closely a lot of debates like this. I saw one yesterday on Meals on Wheels is going to go away. No, Meals on Wheels is not going to go away. But the federal government, when they're $20 trillion in debt, may need to say, guess what? States, if you see that as a priority, you're going to take that on. We can't, right?
I believe Mr. Gary Lahr might have something to do with this. Not Lahr, it's Gary anyway.
All right, Dwayne. Well, I understand that. Change is never fun, but we'll try and get you an answer. You keep listening, okay?
Okay.
All right, sir. Take care. I don't know. I don't know any of the particulars of that, you know, program or, okay, how many people are use it. What I do know is there's a lot of programs, and I mean a lot of programs that are federally subsidized to the states and cities for a lot of money. That when you go down and actually say, you know, how many dollars are being invested per person that's using it, it's not a wise use of dollars. Here's what I think we need to ask ourselves. Okay, and I'm not picking on Dwayne here. Separate that program out, don't know enough about it, and we'll be happy to dig into it. I'm talking about everything, whether it's federal subsidies that allow small airports to stay open, whether it's everything we want in agriculture, everything. Okay? Pick your program, pick your favorite thing. Ask yourself this question. Is it worth being $20 trillion in debt? Is it worth saddling my kids and grandkids and their kids with more debt? We've got to draw a line in the sand at some point, folks. It's ridiculous. The budget director, who's a former member of Congress, Mick Mulvaney, yesterday was giving a briefing at the White House, and somebody was having a cow figure of speech over space travel being impacted. And this Mick Mulvaney, I thought, said very well, the president supports space travel. You know, but we have $20 trillion in debt. So you're going to have to innovate and find other ways, and you just always have to have money for everything. We have $20 trillion in debt by saying, yep, no, we'll do it. Yep, okay, let's do that. And I was disappointed in Senator John Hoeven, and I'll tell him so when I get him on the program next. First thing he does is act like a Democrat, put out a press release, and talk about how horrible it is to lose money. And by the way, some ag groups are in that. And I get, you know, if you're an ag group, you got to do this. These cuts won't work. $4.7 billion in cuts to rural development. Now, I would tell you this. Every penny that they are allocating to agriculture, I want them to fight for rural development. I want them to fight for North Dakota. I get that. But my point is, you know, that's just going about using your influence, getting it done. Don't say we can't cut. Don't say we can't find a way. Otherwise, you're part of the problem. You're part of the problem of why we're $20 trillion in debt. Okay, off my soapbox. Tom in Fargo has a question for me. Good. I want lots of questions today. 800-228-0550 or your comments and, of course, your photos. And I don't know, Terry in Tioga, right there from the work truck, pretty darn good. That's pretty good. Oh, Eric, nice hat there. Love that. It helps when you tell us where you're from. Jeff from Scranton, North Dakota. He's got a green jacket on, Todd, in front of Red Iron. How about that? Running from the loader tractor to the feed tractor, so he doesn't miss any of the show. Oh my! Good stuff. Keep those photos coming.
Well, I got like 20 some odd. I haven't even 33 now that I've still got to get forwarded to you.
My phone is melting. They're just kind of like pouring in here. Which is just my, you know what it is? It's the My Pillow. See,
it's I mean, they work.
Who doesn't want one of those My Pillows? You know, and if you can't wait to find out whether or not you win, I just get on the phone. And call them 800-506-9028. Get that four-pack. March is National Sleep Awareness Month. We want you to be aware of how much you need sleep. You get 50% off two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows. And free shipping for orders over $100. 800-506-9028. MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott, or win one by sending us a photo of, you have to be wearing green. That's you know, and wherever you're listening, you take the photo. Tom in Fargo. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I just got a couple of questions for you, Scott. And on the health care bill in Washington, would it be a simpler and cleaner process if Congress just gave everyone the same health care that they have? And eliminate all the hassles of renegotiating, cancel Obamacare, and just extend the same health care that congressmen have? And the second question I have is...
We'd probably be broke. We'd only be broke all over again, do we?
I hope not.
I do think, I know Congressman Kramer's been asked that question a lot, and I do think there's some folklore that they have some really, 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 you know, Cadillac plan. I mean, under... Obamacare, for instance, they didn't have much different than us, and the cost went up, too. So I don't think there's – I think that's a good story, but I don't know that all the facts line up about them having this really good plan.
Okay. The second question I have, Scott, is our state budget. And the last two bienniums, normally when North Dakota – going all the way back to the – we had a boom time in the 70s, and the legislature convened and – they just spent money like it was water. You know, they had to get rid of every last dollar that came in. And wondering, going back to bienniums, what was the budget, total budget outlay for the state of North Dakota? And couldn't, would it really hurt us to trim the budget back to what it was maybe a biennium or two ago before the oil and agriculture boom?
Well, I don't know that we're going to be too far from that. It's a good question, but I mean, we certainly can, you know, go back. We are, you know, we have more people, obviously, right? So there's more citizens to serve, more things to do, today. So I think there's an argument. I think there's 80,000 more jobs, now from 2009. So, you know, while we're not at, we're not boom levels in the way of jobs, we're also not at pre-boom levels. We've added to our economic base. Even after, you know, last 2 years, a decline of 25,000 jobs. But I think your point, your larger point, is if you go back, you know, be a good benchmark for sure. There's room for budget restraint. Tom, good questions. Thank you. Gary, Pat, Elliot, Terry, we're coming to you. Stay tuned.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features NDSC First Aid Coordinator Shelley Dahl discussing the importance of acting if you witness a cardiac emergency.
Only 4% of everyone that has a CPR AED card and are current with that card act. That's only 1 in 25 people. will actually do something when they can, when they hold that card. I think it's fear. I think people are afraid. I think they're afraid they'll get sued. They'll be afraid that someone won't make it. They're afraid they won't use it properly. And with an AED, it's made for a sixth grader to use with no prior training. So all you have to do is turn them on. They literally are the most self-sufficient piece of equipment that you can have.
If you want to learn how to be the help, register for a CPR course today. Go to www.ndsc.org to find a course near you. That's ndsc.org.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's Improve Pro 1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
With wholesale pricing on used ag equipment that comes with added value, such as a warranty, a money-back guarantee. Did you hear what I just said? Wholesale pricing on used ag equipment, but you get a warranty and money-back guarantee. That's unheard of. At Titan Outlet, they take pride in providing world-class, thoroughly inspected used ag equipment at outlet prices. Guaranteed iron, outlet prices. Can't make that up. TitanOutletStore.com. Go shop right now. Call them or stop and see them. Exit 6, South I-94 in Minnesota. Exit 6 there. I'm looking at a sharp red piece of iron with 2011 Case IH Magnum 290. Great deal on that one now at $124,618. Best part about it, qualifies for the 12-month, 500-hour warranty from Titan. Only 10% down gets you this excellent planter, sprayer, harvest tractor. Great return on investment. Tires are great, too. So give them a call, 218-233-3700, or online at TitanOutletStore.com. All right, back to the phones. And your calls, questions, and comments at 800-228-0550. Here's another question for Scott. Terry, yes,
yes.
I'm here for you.
I've got a question about the agricultural bill. Why do we constantly put in the urban railways and subways subsidies for all the large cities? And can we ever get to a standalone, like a line item veto, so that agricultural can stand on its own without having all the pork taken away from us?
Yeah, I think the reason they add all that, and even like, you know, you got the farm subsidies and the farm program is a tiny part of the dollars and cents of agriculture. There's all these other nutrition things, and as you say, rural development. I think they do it for votes. I think it's a swamp deal.
They have to cobble it all together.
I don't think the farm program would pass on its own. There's just far few people that actually are from farm country. They don't care. So I think that's
true.
That's the issue. You know, unfortunately, I think it's just a matter of how they get it done. But it's a great investment. We have to continue to make that case and defend things that are a good investment. You know, and I'm telling you, farmers get the shaft. I'm sick of it.
They do.
I mean, feeding the world, you know, and we don't eat. We don't eat without them. And, you know, it is.
But yet we hand them money for Planned Parenthood to do abortions.
Exactly.
And we can't hand that same money to the farmer to feed the world.
If there's a disaster in Bangladesh, we're going to drop millions upon millions to help, right? And meanwhile, you've got farmers with, you know, the prices down, the input costs up. I mean, the challenge year after year after year that they've had the last number of years that can ultimately break some farmers. And we look the other way and sort of ignore it, and we wake up one day and we don't have food. So it's something we better pay.
You remember the 80s?
I do. Now, I don't think we're in the 80s because we don't have the debt that we did in the 80s. And obviously interest rates are different, but it's still a worry. And I do think we need to talk more purposefully about that rather than sort of all the noise in my mind. But
thank you for your answers.
Yeah. Thanks, Terry. Appreciate the call. Let's see. Gary wanted to talk about an earlier caller. Gary, go ahead. You're on What's on Your Mind.
Hi, my name is Gary. I'm calling from Bisman Transit, and it was brought to my attention. Somebody called in earlier about some confusion on the CAT bus.
Yeah, we had a call saying the CAT bus lines were going away.
No, yeah, and that's not correct. That's not. When April 1, the new routes start, but the operations and services go on and continue on as normal. We're adding the University of Mary service, but all of our operations continue on April 1st, just like normal. We do have the new routes, on the website, and it's on bismantransit.com.
So it could be possible whatever route this gentleman is on will no longer be served, so he needs to find a different route. Would that be right?
Yes, but most likely, not really a different route. I mean, most likely it's going by on a block one way or the other. But most of the routings, what we've seen are just more consistent and are better able to meet the demands of the customers as we've seen.
All right. I thought it probably was something along those lines. Gary, appreciate you clarifying that. Thank you, and I hope our friend was listening. Roger in Fargo, you're on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, good morning. I was calling about the agriculture bill, and one of the things just because it's a cut in the agricultural department doesn't mean it affects only the farmers. Agriculture is a huge department, and I think everyone knows that every department in the government could be cut in some way, shape, or form. I mean, we're $20 trillion in debt. It's time we start spending on what we need, not what we want. You look at the redundancy and you know, you've got land management, reclamation, forest service, park service. You know, forest service is under agriculture. I'm sure there's tons of area that could be cut under that. And I just think people gotta start thinking about
the long-term effect, and everyone's going to have to bite the bullet. A lot of people just want to cut
do their part. Yeah, great points, Roger. Great points. Appreciate the call very much. I see here that Riley in Golden Valley is in NDSU sweatpants wearing to work today. That's green. That is.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Polar Service Center is hiring. If you hear nothing else, hear that and hear this number, 701-495-0997. That's right, 495-0997. When you call that number, Adam will answer. He is the recruitment director for Polar Service Center. They have locations in Williston, in Kildare, in Billings, Montana. Polar is the biggest tank trailer manufacturer in North America. They build the best tank trailer on the road. Their service center serves those and other brands. They're looking for technicians. They pay great. If you know anyone with any kind of experience with tank or trailer parts, Polar Service Center wants you. Do you want to be appreciated? Do you want to be compensated for the value you bring to an organization? How'd you like to make $32 an hour? That's what they pay. Great benefits and more. Call Adam now, 701-495-0997. Polar Service Center, 495-0997. Now, Polar Service Center. Or click careers at polarservicecenters.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.